You're recording.
Well, I think she's still.
Now you're recording. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we need to call the.
You're recording.
We are recording, and we are on section 3, number 3. This is a time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Edwin Kiesel, DVM, in case number 21-123. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given it in ARS 32-22-34. Dr. Kiesel, please come forward and introduce yourself and your attorney as represented by counsel.
My name is Ed Kiesel.
And David Stoll, appearing as legal counsel for Dr. Kiesel.
Thank you. Dr. Kiesel, you received a letter informing you of the matters we discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censuring you, and placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to a formal hearing. The purpose of this interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all the materials you submitted. If you have any additional materials you'd like to present to the board, please do so now.
We have no additional materials.
Thank you. This meeting is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly, and that one person speaks at a time. We'll begin by asking the lead board member assigned to this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and you'll be given the opportunity to respond. Following your response, the board may wish to ask you questions. If present, the complainant will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or are able to give any information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Dr. Wright, would you please give us a brief summary of the case?
Yes, thank you. On August 3rd, 2020, Buddy, a 3-year-old male German Shepherd mix, was presented to respond after eating foreign material 2 days prior. On August 4th, 2020, complaint was advised that the dog aspirated barium, but the dog would be fine and surgery would be performed the following day. On August 5th, 2020, exploratory surgery was performed, foreign material was removed, and the dog was discharged on August 7th, 2020. Complainant expressed concerns with the dog's negative breathing, but was advised it was due to the anesthesia and any medication. On August 8th, 2020, the dog continued to be poorly. Complainant took the dog back to respond due to the dog's cyanosis and anorexia. Sub-Q fluids were administered. On August 10th, 2020, complainant presented the dog to respond for evaluation and diagnostics. The dog remained with the respondent until August 14th, 2020. On August 14th, 2020, complainant picked up the dog from respond to the dog's condition. Complainant presented the dog to an emergency facility where he was in the animal for that.
Dr. Kiesel, at this time I'd like to swear you in. You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Dr. Kiesel would now like to give you the opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
I have a response for Dr. Kiesel.
Can you say something? You can.
It's your case.
I just want to apologize to the board, to the veterinary profession, and to the owner for this case. This is an embarrassment to me, and nothing I can say would change anything. Go ahead.
The members of the board, Dr. Kiesel is 72 years old and has been a licensed veterinarian in the state of Arizona for 40 years. As he's just admitted to you, this is a professional embarrassment to him, and our sympathies go out to the owner. for their loss. There was a medical complication that took place when barium inadvertently entered the dog's lungs while Dr. Kiesel was trying to remove foreign bodies that the dog had ingested. And subsequent to that, Dr. Kiesel, by which you will hear by his own admission, did not handle things in an appropriate way. He basically admitted his medical mistake in his response to the complaint in this matter, and as a result, he mistakenly believed that he would not be subjected to extensive questioning when he appeared before the investigative committee on September 14. Since September 14, he has retained legal counsel. He has reviewed in detail the investigative committee report, and he is prepared to work with you on negotiating a consent agreement. We also ask that you consider consolidating this case with the new case you opened under case number 2241, and then append this informal interview until after you've had the benefit of the psychological and medical evaluations that were ordered in the other case 2241.
I'd like to ask board members if they have any questions for Dr. Kiesel.
I'd like to make a motion to go to executive session.
Second.
Motion for a second to go to executive session. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? That motion passes. We'll go into executive session. Give us a minute to clear the room.
We have someone on the phone too. Yep.